from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes, Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we get to talk about a dominant 5-0 win by the Giants, Madison Bumgarner doing it all in this game. 7 shutout innings, and he got on base 3 times at the plate. Giants just had tremendous at-bats against Aaron Nola, of all people, a really good pitcher for the Phillies, their ace, after getting dominated by Washington's 3 worst starters and missing out on Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin, etc. So that's just the funny game of baseball right there, and it was a much-needed win for the Giants. With the win, they improved to 57-59. They're 19.5 games back in the National League West, and they're just 3 games out of a wild card spot. Prior to the game, there were several pieces of news. Elliot Ramos, Joey Bart, and Sean Gelly were all promoted from San Jose to AA Richmond. So this is a big step forward for them, obviously, and Ramos is going to be one of the younger players in that league. Ramos was the Giants' first round pick in 2017, 19th overall, and he had a 145 weighted runs created plus in San Jose. Just a tremendous season for him, hitting 306 with a 385 on base and 500 slugging as a 19-year-old. So, tremendously exciting that Elliot Ramos at the age of 19 is already going to be in AA. Joey Bart, obviously the Giants' first round pick, second overall pick in the 2018 draft, is 22 years old. Both he and Ramos missed time with injury earlier in the season, so it's good to see that they're getting that promotion now, which puts them on pace potentially to debut next season. Sean Gelly is a starting pitcher who stands at 6 feet 11, and he's 22 years old, and he was promoted to AA as well. After a really strong showing in San Jose, he was also promoted earlier in the year to San Jose. So 2 promotions for Gelly this season, that's a great sign. Our own Mark DeLucci was the first to report on the Elliot Ramos promotion. And then this morning, at Giants Prospects, GPT on Twitter, reported that Logan Webb has been promoted to AAA Sacramento. So a lot of promotions going on for the Giants right now. Logan Webb was suspended earlier in the year for testing positive for a banned substance, but he's made 3 appearances since returning to action for Richmond, AA. 14 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 5 walks, 16 strikeouts. On the season there, he has a 2.18 ERA with peripherals to match. He's got a 2.42 fielding independent pitching, just tremendous numbers across the board. And I wouldn't be surprised if he debuts at some point this season, especially given that the Giants have needs in the starting rotation. I think Logan Webb was going to be one of the first guys to come up when we saw instead Sean Anderson, Tyler Beede, Connor Menez, but of course the suspension for Webb complicated things. He denies knowingly taking the substance. Lastly, with the housekeeping news, Joe Panik is reportedly going to sign with the New York Mets. So he was placed on release waivers and he's expected to clear waivers, meaning no team wanted to even take on the remainder of his like $3.8 million contract, which says a lot about his value. And so he is able to be a free agent and sign with anybody once he clears, and he's expected to sign with the New York Mets. In fact, John Heyman has reported this morning, just a few minutes ago, that he is going to sign with the Mets. So it's a great fit for him. He is from New York. Difficult getting cut loose by the only team he's known, but probably couldn't ask for more than being able to play in New York and be so close to family and the area where he grew up. So wishing him the best, and I hope he's able to turn things around and have a nice end of the season for the Mets. So getting into the game itself, finally, with all that housekeeping out of the way, this was just a much-needed dominant game by the Giants. They won 5-0. They out-hit the Phillies 10-1. The Phillies' starting players went 0 for the game. They only had 1 hit, and it was a pinch hitter. And it didn't occur until the sixth inning, so Bumgarner had a no-hitter through 5+. Giants threw together some really tough at-bats on Aaron Nola. Madison Bumgarner had some of the best at-bats of the night. It's just like a game where everything went right for the San Francisco Giants. We haven't seen them play that way in a while. Mike Yastrzemski was the offensive star of the night. He hit a two-run double off of Aaron Nola in the third inning, and then he hit a monster home run in the seventh inning that made it 5-0. Mike Yastrzemski's just continued to be a huge shot in the arm for the Giants and just another feather in the cap of Farhan Zaidi. Isn't looking like a star, but is definitely looking like a useful major league player right now. Definitely has his flaws. There's some swing and miss, there's some chase, there's some vulnerabilities. But at the same time, there's a lot of power in that bat. And he is not someone who struggles to elevate the ball. He elevates a lot. And when you consistently elevate and then you homer on a reasonable amount of your fly balls, you're going to hit your home runs. And that's what Mike Yastrzemski brings to the table. He's got 11 home runs in just 64 games for the Giants. Another move that I just am remembering we forgot to report right now is that Joey Rickard was recalled from AAA. Steven Duggar placed on the injured list. Sean Anderson also placed on the injured list with a blister. And Sam Selman was recalled from AAA. He had just been sent down. So Joey Rickard is a guy we were going to mention on yesterday's podcast, but ultimately didn't because I was saying that I expected it to be a left-handed hitter. I know we did mention Jalen Davis, but I was thinking, yeah, it could be Joey Rickard and not Jalen Davis because Joey Rickard was already on the 40-man roster. So it was a little bit of an easier move to make. So anyway, we'll talk more about Joey Rickard, Mike Yastrzemski, Madison Bumgarner at great length in the second half of the show, and we'll preview the remaining games against the Phillies over the weekend. So that's all coming up next, but first, when you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, guys. 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. That means no more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, we'll continue to talk about this dominant, much-needed 5-0 win by the San Francisco Giants over the Phillies last night, and we'll preview the three remaining games against the Phillies, huge games, really, for the Giants, who are trying to keep their playoff hopes alive after really sputtering here to start the month of August and really for the last 10 days or so in July. So a great start last night. Madison Bumgarner, just what else can you say about this start from him last night? He just looked determined, and he would not be denied. He just turned in a terrific outing, was commanding all of his pitches, and just never looked phased at all. The Phillies didn't make him have to work hard at all. Only threw 85 pitches through 7 innings, and then they took him out. Bochy said it was because Bumgarner had done a lot of work on the side between his last start and this start, so they wanted to give him a little bit of a break because he threw a lot in between starts. Steven Vogt started in left field again and hit cleanup in this game, but went 0 for 3. So he's, I believe, 0 for his last 11 at least. So right when we were saying he needs to get in the lineup to force the issue with his bat, he has gone a little bit cold here. But I would like to continue to see him out there against righties because I think right now he's the best option they have with Dickerson on the IL. So when you have Vogt, Pillar, and Yastrzemski, I think that that's a solid outfield. It's not certainly not one of the best outfields in MLB, but you have a chance with those three. And then you have Rickard capable of coming in defensively for Vogt and then playing, you know, pinch hitting whenever maybe a lefty comes in. Rickard is also capable of playing center, as is Mike Yastrzemski. So they have three talented athletic outfielders in Rickard, Pilar, and Yastrzemski. Evan Longoria had two hits in this game, so that was nice to see. He hasn't really gotten it going since coming off the IL. Scooter Gennett just continues to have difficult at-bats. He did get a single, but it was like a broken bat ground ball that just snuck through the infield. But again, I've said this a million times, but of course, baseball is a long game. You don't read into 5 to 10 game samples and make determinations about players. Scooter Gennett has struggled this season since returning from his serious groin injury that he sustained late in spring training. But in 2017 and 2018, he was one of the better hitting infielders in all of baseball. So hopefully Giants fans can just be patient and wait and see what they have in Gennett before jumping to conclusions. I know early on in the season, that was a major theme for the Giants and Giants fans, was jumping to conclusions about new players way too quickly. That's why I said at the time when Alex Dickerson was debuting that I really hoped that he did well right away, because knowing Giants fans, they were prepared to bury guys and bury the guy who brought them in, being Farhan Zaidi, based on just a handful of games. So unfortunately for Gennett, he's had his hits here and there, but he has yet to have a real meaningful impact on a game, besides maybe the home run in Colorado. But mostly not taking great at-bats right now, hitting weak dribblers and striking out and breaking his bat and what have you. I think just continue to give him time. Let's give him a couple hundred plate appearances before we try to make any kind of conclusive statements. Just like Mike Yastrzemski. You know, Yastrzemski struggled early on. He struggled even after getting hot and was nearly optioned to the minors. But right now he's sitting at 242 plate appearances and he's been about 10% above average offensively. He's got a 320 on base and a 495 slugging. A 227 ISO. He's basically been one of the Giants' better offensive players on the season. And he's also played a really nice outfield as well. And he's been a good base runner. So just a solid overall contributor in Mike Yastrzemski. And there have been comparisons to Joey Rickard in the sense that Rickard just does a little bit of everything well. And that's a theme, that's an understanding by Farhan Zaidi of that a baseball player is more than just his batting average, home run, and RBI totals. There's a lot more that goes into a baseball player's talent, including base running and defense. And there's a lot more to defense than just like fielding percentage. You need to have range. So that's why all these new numbers are crucial to understand, because otherwise we're totally in the dark about how to evaluate players and how modern teams are evaluating players. So Yastrzemski has provided a lot of value on the bases and in the outfield, as well as with his bat. I think Rickard is more of a guy you mostly only want to see facing left-handed pitchers, but that being said, he's a plus runner, he's a good base runner, and he's a solid defender, and he has a little bit of power. In his career, he's got 19 homers and 19 steals in 318 games. So he also, like Yastrzemski, doesn't have a problem elevating the ball. He does hit the ball in the air often. So looking forward to seeing what he can do. Hopefully the Giants can keep this thing going here against the Phillies, who are really struggling to score runs right now. Coming up tonight, it'll be Drew Smyly, the left-handed pitcher, on the mound against Tyler Beede. Smyly dominated the Giants last time out in Philadelphia just a week or two ago, but on the season he has a 7.01 ERA with peripherals to match, giving up a lot of homers, over 2.5 home runs per 9 innings across 70 innings pitched. So look for the Giants to hit one or two out against Smyly today. They should have their right-handed lineup in there. Expect Joey Rickard to start this game. Austin Slater probably in right field. If not, it could be Mike Yastrzemski if they do want to give Yastrzemski an opportunity to be an everyday guy. But I would expect to see Rickard. I would expect to see Longoria, Solano probably in there as well, either for Crawford or Gennett. Then on Saturday at 1 o'clock, it'll be the righty Vince Velasquez against Jeff Samardzija. And on Sunday night baseball at 4 o'clock, it'll be Jake Arrieta against the lefty Connor Menez. So I can't wait to be back on Monday talking about whatever happens in these three games over the weekend against the Phillies. I think they really are big games for the Giants. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter, @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again on Monday. And until then, we'll see you next time.